Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we're going to have a tech and innovation feature, and we're going to be looking at the top tech hubs of the future and how African cities compare to them. So currently, the big three tech hubs in the world, when ranked by the number of tech millionaires as of June 2024, include the Bay Area. Some of you may be familiar with where that is. And this includes Silicon Valley and San Francisco. And then there is Greater Seattle. And if you've been to the US and you know where the city of Seattle is, some companies may be familiar to you, the likes of Microsoft, as well as Amazon. And then there is another city that is Shenzhen. So this is the base city for Tencent. But there are also other companies there like Huawei, ZTE. But we're going to be talking about these big three tech hubs. And as I mentioned, how they stack up when it comes to the African cities. And we're going to have that conversation with Sean Richards, who is the founder and CEO of Platform 45. Sean, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
Before we talk about these particular tech hubs, what is Platform 45?
So Platform 45 is a software development company. We build bespoke software for all kinds of companies. You might know a couple of our pieces of work, one of those being Howler or Standard Bank's Unu and those kinds of things. I don't know if you've familiar with any of those products, but we generally talk about building products that scale into businesses.
Okay, that's interesting. So let's talk about these big three tech hubs. What is it that makes them, I suppose, stand out?
So I think, my view is that they come from rich, fertile environments from the generations before. If you look at somewhere like Silicon Valley, huge military spending was pumped into that area because all the brightest minds were attending Berkeley and the surrounding universities. So the military went there to hire talent, and that talent went on to build semiconductors and other businesses, and then the next generations took it forward. The advent of the personal computer, you saw businesses like Apple and those sorts of businesses being located there, and then later on the Web 2.0 businesses like Facebook and Google and those kind of things.
Given the fact that we've just touched on, what makes them great, are there cities that could rival them, that we are actually seeing them, giving them a bit of a run for their money?
Yes, I think we're seeing a few of those, particularly around Texas in the US. I think the policy and the tax breaks that they've implemented there have created a very fertile climate for tech businesses to establish themselves, or in some instances re-establish themselves there.
Are there notable companies that are in Texas? Because I wouldn't think tech and Texas. I would think oil and Texas or something along those lines. But are there standout companies that the listeners may be aware of that are in Texas?
Yes, I believe Tesla's moving a lot of their operations there. I think Amazon's got a second facility which rivals their primary facility in Seattle. And there are many, many more.
Okay. And so we touched on Texas. Are there other cities that stand out?
Yeah. So from the research, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of other ecosystems, venture capital ecosystems evolving. So I think you're going to see areas like London and particularly Stockholm in Sweden, where I think we're going to see rich, rich tech and venture capital ecosystems.
The one thing that stood out for me in this particular report, as we look at the cities that can rival the top three that we touched on, you spoke about Austin, Texas, that is. But then there are cities such as Kyoto, Hangzhou, and Taipei City, and these are all located on the Asian side of things. I mean, what's interesting about those particular cities, given the research? And again, also against this background, we've been seeing these increased China-US tensions, especially as it relates to chips, etc.
Yeah, so I think it's a great question. I think Hangzhou in China, you know, it's home to Alibaba, which is the big tech giant. But the region is home to a lot of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial spirit. And you see, you know, the people that are starting businesses there are local. There's also been a lot of government support, so they've had great kind of tax incentives and grants and policies that promote innovation.
Okay, so we looked at the US side. We touched on what we could be seeing around London and Sweden, but let's bring things down to the continent. I mean, there were times where people were talking about Kenya, possibly, you know, starting to create a little bit of attention around the fintech side. Mm. When it comes to Kenya, and let's touch on, you know, Johannesburg and Cape Town as well, are we seeing these cities also develop an ecosystem around them where there is that entrepreneurial spirit that you touched on?
Yes, so, you know, this is something I'm very passionate about, particularly for our country. Just a side note, they called Kenya, or they called Nairobi, Silicon Savannah. So there have been a few of these kinds of things. You've also had Silicon Cape in Cape Town. But I think the African ecosystem, from capital markets right the way through to innovation, is developing rapidly. And when we look at things like our new language models and these kind of technologies that are prevalent in our daily lives, we're going to close that gap on the rest of the world quite quickly. And it's something I'm very excited to see. I firmly believe that our future is dependent on innovation. And I think it's every business's responsibility to innovate, not just to make their business better, but to innovate to bring the community around them into the fray.
Okay, so even though we've been talking about what we're seeing in the US, Asia, etc., but is there a way that you envision what collaboration would look like from some of these tech hubs and what we could potentially see on the continent and in South Africa? If you were to imagine a collaboration, call it an exchange of ideas, or where the guys from the other side come through on that to South Africa or to Nairobi, etc., what would that collaboration look like?
So I think it happens already.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing a lot of, you know, we solve problems here that, you know, other places in the world don't have. If you look at the health tech startups in the space at the moment, we're doing some amazingly innovative things in healthcare, which, you know, international businesses aren't doing because we've got problems to solve in our own backyard. And I think the best innovation comes from the problem that affects you the most. So I think we're seeing a lot of those things. I also think we are starting to see, you know, our banks are world class and we are head and shoulders above most of the other players internationally. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about when there's this fertile infrastructure to lay down the innovation of the future. You know, our banking system is very, very good and our banks have done an amazing job. And I think that they have primed the ecosystem for the next level of innovation.
What are the challenges in the ecosystem? Because, I mean, you look at these top three cities, you look at the cities that are rivaling the top three that we talked about. What are the challenges from the ecosystem within South Africa that you are seeing and that we could actually fix so that we can get to a point where we're actually also rivaling, say, the companies or rather the cities that are in Asia or the US?
Yeah, I think that's going to be. I think it's going to be hard, but I don't think it's impossible. I firmly believe, you know, places like Silicon Valley, they're almost self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, you have the capital's there, so they reinvest the capital there, and then they create the next wave of innovation, and then that wave of innovation invests in the next wave of innovation, and you almost it's a self-fulfilling kind of story. We unfortunately don't have that kind of venture capital market in South Africa or, you know, arguably in Africa. But I think it is coming. You know, we're seeing a lot of partners that we're working with that are funding new ideas, first-time entrepreneurs, all of those kind of things. And I think that's what propels the ecosystem is, you know, it's the capital coming in, allowing people to grow businesses, allowing those businesses to succeed and exit, and then from those exits, reinvesting it back into the same place.
As we wrap up, I'm sure people, well, you would have seen some of these articles that talk about the brain drain.
Yes.
And the continent, and South Africa included, has a lot of smart, talented people who will be attracted to the top three cities that we talked about, and even Asia, because they have so much to offer. Is there a concern at the back of your mind that they might not actually want to come back? Or are you hopeful that, you know, they'll learn everything that they'll learn within these cities, within these ecosystems, and actually want to fix South Africa's problems or the continent's problems?
Absolutely. You know, we're hiring many graduates every year. We're seeing, you know, people that have worked with us and developed their skills with us for many years. And the one thing I love about South Africans and Africans is that it's we all want to get involved. And I definitely think there is a culture of bringing it back and bringing it home. And, you know, that's what gives me the huge hope to invest further in the sector in this country.
Before we let go, what's the one thing you'd like to see that if we changed 20% of it, it could result in an 80% sort of change overall?
I think we need some kind of policy reform around startups, encouraging entrepreneurs, and you know, allowing people to develop businesses from the ground up without the fear of they're always going to be insolvent or something like that.
That's very interesting. I'd love to have a conversation with you a little bit further, but unfortunately we have run out of time. But thank you so much for joining us in studio. That is Sean Richards,
who
is the
me.
Founder and CEO of Platform 45.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.